Good morning, Dale.
Well, good to know if they ever get around to making Wedding Crashers 2 that Tim McGraw might be in it.
He might be, because Saturday night in Philadelphia, he surprised a couple at their wedding. He had been invited by the bride's dad to sing My Little Girl during the father-daughter dance. After that, he stayed and sang a few of his hits.
I wonder how that works out.
I wonder if he got paid or did he just do it to be nice?
Because he clearly doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to be doing wedding gigs.
He must have been there for some other reason. I don't know.
All right.
Kind of cool, actually. The 3-year court battle over Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood's 2011 single Remind Me and a similar song is over. A U.S. district judge ruled the dissimilarities in mood, structure, melody, and harmony were greater than the similarities. The video for Florida Georgia Line's May We All debuts today on their YouTube channel. It's a mini movie shot with 360-degree virtual reality technology, and the guys play race car driving brothers. Tim McGraw's in it too, as he's on the tune.
That Tim McGraw is just showing up everywhere.
He's everywhere. Justin Moore recently played in Chicago, and near the end of the concert, he saw a guy throw something at a girl in the audience. Then with some strong words, Justin told him if he ever threw anything at a woman at one of his shows again, he'd be quick to do something about it. And finally, since Brett Eldridge's puppy broke his toe Friday, he posted a photo of them wearing plastic cones from the vet with the caption, "I didn't want Edgar to feel left out, so I joined him and put on the cone of shame." I'm Nashville Kat with the nitty gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.